welcome to segment 3 of episode 8 of the Creative Listening Podcast. And we are back from our community trivia game. And the boys already know, but Murad, the new guy from out of nowhere, has won the trivia contest with a grand total of 11 points.
A true Cinderella story.
A true Cinderella story.
By mooching.
The guys did pretty good on the bonus questions. Almost everybody got Abed made the eulogy film. None of you got the time marker. Abed stayed 26 hours for that experiment to start.
I thought it was 20.
Leonard was addicted to gambling, and his kids wouldn't come pick him up. I can't remember the other ones. So there you go. Our first trivia game ever. I think next time I might make it a little easier and do some different stuff to mix it up. So we have the same cast and same crew here. Myself, Chris Berkheimer, Luke Laris.
Hello.
Big community fan. Timothy Darnell.
Yeah, me.
Dustin West.
Yep.
And Murad, our big winner.
Yep.
Your prize is to hang out in my new apartment and drink soda with us.
Sweet.
Relax, soda.
Relax. So, this is just going to be a free-form discussion about community.
It's amazing.
And I think, am I the only one here who has seen every episode to date?
Yes,
you are.
Okay, so Murad has seen...
I've seen them all. There are a few I don't remember.
Right.
But I've seen them all.
Right. So you've seen seasons 1 through 3 and then all the new ones, too.
Yes.
From okay, so Murad and I have seen it all. Timothy's applauding that and Luke's freaking out.
No, I'm not. I'm just sitting here brooding silently.
Timothy has seen seasons 1 and 2. Luke has seen 1 through 3.
Mm-hmm.
And Dustin has seen bits and pieces of 1 and 2, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's seen, what I did for him was all the good episodes.
Right.
So, Dustin, you're the new guy. Coming into the show and everything, I mean, how long until you started liking it and everything?
I laughed pretty hard the first episode. I thought it was pretty funny. It took a little bit to kind of pick up on, you know, each character and see who I liked. But a few episodes in, I mean, once you figure people out, it got pretty funny. I fell in love with Abed. He is hilarious.
What was your first episode?
The first episode of season 1.
One thing I like about Abed, too, the actor, he almost never misses his jokes or his lines.
Right.
You know, like, he almost always hits it.
Oh, every time, yeah.
Yeah.
But the episode where they're doing their class in the parking lot, the boating class.
Beginning pottery.
Where they're doing the boating class, and Pierce falls overboard, and
drowns in the
they decide not to rescue him, and he is, like, drowning in the parking lot. That killed me, and I thought it was hilarious. So that was, like, the point to where I was like, okay, this show is stinking awesome.
I feel like I'm missing something while Dustin's talking. Did someone fart? Or is that like...
Yeah.
Okay, Luke's reacting to a fart.
It wasn't me.
Last episode, or a few episodes ago, Dustin was farting so much he was walking outside the room.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. Sorry, guys.
I only have two culprits in
the hardest right I may have ever seen Dustin laugh, except for when we went to Austin Parks and Pizza, and he got one of those boats where it was water, and his shot straight forward, and mine arched terribly, so all he had to do was drive right in my face and spray me with water. And he did that literally for 5 minutes.
He almost peed his pants.
I might as well have just jumped in the pool.
I was crying.
He was laughing, so hard he's crying, but when Pierce fell off that boat, and Shirley's like, leave him, Dustin was like on the ground, like punching the ground, laughing so hard. It was so funny. And then he didn't laugh as hard. I think the funnier part is when Pierce tries to come back and hits a sprinkler and his canoe starts filling up with water
and drowns.
And Troy goes, Pierce is going to be the only person in history to drown in the same parking lot twice. I'm like, that is awesome. That really is a great episode that is not referred to by, like, when you go on community websites and everything, a lot of people forget that one.
Yeah.
And I think it's because it's less to do with really nerdy stuff. Like, it's not film reference or anything.
Right. Because that storyline with the boat is hilarious. And then the pottery thing is pretty funny.
And Luke, do you remember who the pottery teacher is?
No, I don't.
And we have a surprise guest knocking at the door. It is my mom. Keep it rolling. I'll keep talking.
Yeah, the special guest. Do you remember who it was?
Wait. Let's be quiet and see what she says.
No. Okay. I have no idea.
I remember the actor. Like, I can see him. I don't know his name, though.
I don't remember him.
No, I don't.
What was it? Who was it? It was, I got me a sandwich, so. Hey, Chris, who is the actor?
Oh, it's Buster from Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
He's the best. Mom, come on, we're recording the podcast.
Hey, this is
my mom, Nancy Berkheimer. Say hi.
Hi.
Hello.
We have, you know all these people. Yeah. But we have,
I don't know you.
Yeah, you know Murad. You met him at Target one day.
Okay,
got it. So random. Mom likes Community.
I do.
That's what we're talking about today.
Oh,
cool. Who's your favorite person on Community?
I like the... What's the black
girl's
name? Shirley?
Oh, you like Shirley, yeah. I like Shirley. She's sweet. She and I talked on Twitter, you remember that?
Yes.
I
like her.
It's funny.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chris's mom is the best. Just so everyone
knows. She's very sweet. Well, I paid her to say that.
Yes. And she's freaking out right now because my apartment's a little dirty.
I did a
little
work.
And Bethany's moving in a few. We won't say when, but very soon.
Y'all
talk about whatever, and I'll be right back.
Okay, what's your favorite episode, Dustin?
That probably would be my favorite episode, just because either that or the first paintball episode was pretty fun too. But no, that one where Pierce falls out of the boat and they don't rescue him. I think that's the funniest thing in the world.
Don't rescue him.
My favorite episode is the alternate timelines one. That was awesome.
Which one is that?
You know, where they throw the dice and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Which one? Say it again.
They throw the dice and stuff.
Season 3. Yeah. Okay.
That was
awesome.
I've seen
that one. So, yeah, I'm just rolling along and acting like I saw it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, what's your favorite?
It's hard to say my favorite one. There's a lot that I like. It goes between the Law and Order one, which is fun, the season 2 paintball one, the last one, where it references a lot of Star Wars stuff. It's really cool. And then the beginning of Pottery, but I don't know. They're all good.
I'd have to say mine's the Dungeon and Dragons one.
That's a favorite of mine, but too many people like that, so I remember the alternate timelines one.
It's
I was so like,
funny.
Okay, yeah, that one's better.
When Pierce sets up his fortress in the other room, he's in a glass of water.
My favorite part is of that where he says, "I will wipe my balls on this sword." You have successfully wiped your balls on this sword.
He has to roll dice for that.
And he's like, "I ripped Duquesne family again."
Yeah, that's
pretty funny. And then Senior Chang in that. Even though he's only in. when he paints himself blue, he's
no, he's
black.
Totally
black.
He's like completely black. I mean,
I thought he was
every inch of him, and then he has like
white hair,
gray white hair. When I saw that, I was like, "What the?"
And then Annie's like, "Oh, I got this."
Oh yeah, the elf maiden,
the sex scene, Dungeons and Dragons. Like she's just trying.
They go through this whole thing.
And Ovin's face.
Everybody's
like,
shocked.
Ovin's face. He's like.
Completely satisfied. The elf maiden gives you horses. Oh, yeah, that was pretty awesome. See, there was one other one I really liked. Oh, the Fort Wars. The Fort Wars. Those were awesome. They had a whole Civil War documentary like they have on PBS. Man, I love the self-destruct thing, too.
Yeah.
The Red Sox.
So what is everyone's favorite character?
Ooh.
Mm. I like the
Abed.
Go ahead, Timothy.
Abed.
Why do you like Abed?
He references a lot of movies. I think he's just... He brings character to the group.
All right, I'm back to save the day.
Oh, come on. We were doing good.
My mom is taking off. But I'm glad she got to come on. She does like Shirley. My mom is basically a white Shirley, actually.
Yeah. That's a good description.
Yeah. So if we're talking favorite characters, I think we need to do in the study group and out of the study group. Because one of the best things about Community is there's a lot of good characters who you don't see every episode.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So, Abed would be your in the study
in
group.
In the study group. Okay, out of the study group.
Mm-hmm. Out of the study group. I was going to say, Abed's my favorite in the study group.
Okay.
Not just because of his movie references, mm-hmm. but because of he has actually a lot of emotional control. You know, there's an episode where he says something about, I don't mind making minor changes in my life for my friends, because my friendship, that's how much I value your friendship. Something like that. You know, like, Abed really is, he's a great guy at the heart of him, but he's just really weird.
Yes.
Luke's got one I can tell.
I have two favorite ones. I like Dean a lot. Yeah. He's just hilarious. And then the head of the AC repairman. Oh. He is
That's
awesome.
A good one. John Goodman. Now I know. I love when he grows the ponytail. And he's like, I'm going through something right now. Maybe stop twirling that. You're going to hit something. Yes, and by far, my favorite character... in all the show, but especially out of the study group, Dean Pelton.
Mm-hmm.
That actor, Jim Rash, always gets a laugh every time he does something for me. Like, they could give him the worst lines, and he could sell it, you know? Like, he's just that funny.
Dean,
you're at it. Dustin, did you already say?
No, I haven't got it.
Sweet Deans.
Mine's going to be Abed. Mine's Abed. Abed, actually, I like to call him what Pierce calls him. I think that's hilarious.
Pierce is like calls him Abed the Aryan.
I know. I think it's funny because it's like he's the typical old guy that like messes everyone's names up and he calls him Abed. But no, Abed is just hilarious. I mean, he's a great actor. It's so funny how he sells it. I mean, his role of like making everyone think that like he has Asperger's or something, but it's just that he's really awkward.
Well, he might be a little autistic.
Yeah,
but you know what I also like about Abed is you have a Middle Eastern character that they don't play hard on the Middle Eastern stuff.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He's a completely different character. What most shows would cast is a really skinny white guy with glasses.
Yeah.
Community does a more clean-cut Indian guy.
He's like totally Americanized.
Yeah,
you know, he's Americanized. Yeah. Hey, but Pierce, I just think it's funny that Chevy Chase is like... I don't know, it's so...
I think Chevy Chase honestly comes on the show and plays himself, almost.
Exactly. You know? That's what I think. I mean, when I watch Chevy Chase, I mean, I just think of, like, all of the... What are they called? The movies he used to play in?
Fletch and Amigos.
Yeah, yeah. I can just see him, like, it's like himself. He's not playing a character. He's just being like himself. It would be so funny to hang out with that guy. I feel like...
Now, Dustin, I know this one for a fact. Your favorite character out of the study group is Leonard.
Leonard, yes. I'm just saying Leonard's so funny.
And you and I were laughing pretty hard. The one I'd forgotten about it, where Leonard's swimming in the pool. And Jeff goes, shut up, Leonard. And you have to wear pants when you're in there. And he goes, busted.
Oh, gosh. I love Leonard. Leonard is, I don't know, I'm not too much of a fan of Starburns, but Leonard, it's like, I don't know.
And there's some other good ones. In fact, Murad might say one, so I'm not going to spoil it. Murad, who's your favorite out of the study group character? I know, Timothy will be one.
I'm really not sure.
Because you and I were talking about last night about a character that I thought...
Well, what was his name? Magnitude. Pop.
The guy always goes, pop, pop,
pop, pop.
And he gets shot in paintball.
Oh, that's the funniest thing is... He gets shot, and he's like, he's dying on the ground, and he goes, pop! And Troy's over him going, pop! Pop what? Pop what?
Yeah, he jumps on the grenade. He jumps on a grenade.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, bomb. So what about in-study group?
Well, the character I like the most is Troy, because he plays that kind of cool guy and nerd at the same time.
Yeah.
And so he has to fit both characters into one, and I like that. But I think it's Danny Pudi.
Danny Pudi plays Abed.
Yeah, I like him as an actor because I have a lot of respect for him because he does it so well.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Abed demands so much from an actor, and kudos. I mean, it's awesome. I would say.
I agree.
All right, Timothy, you're dying, so what...
All right. Well, my favorite outside of the study group...
Outside the study group.
Okay. It's...
You've been waiting all this time.
I've been waiting this whole time.
Well, I'm torn between two right now.
Well,
just give them both.
Okay.
Who?
Dean and Magnitude.
Oh, Dean Pelton's way funnier than Magnitude.
Yeah.
But I like them both because
one of my
said when
they're trying to vote for president, and it's the fight between Leonard and Magnitude, and he's going, pop, pop, and Leonard's going,
yeah, oh yeah, he's doing his raspberry thing. He's like, pop, pop, and Leonard's going, that was a pretty good one. You know, and I was going to say one thing about just the overall vibe of the show, too, is you notice after you've been watching for a while, I think we've all kind of noticed this maybe without realizing yet, you have kind of four or five different styles of episodes. You have the straight-up pop culture episodes, uh-huh. Making fun of Goodfellas, Spaghetti Westerns, Dungeons & Dragons. You have the character episodes that are, which I think can be some of the best, and the best example I can think of that is Troy's birthday, his 21st birthday. I think that's a great episode. Y'all remember that one? Where they take him to a bar, and mm-hmm. he decides he just doesn't want to be the type of person that wants to go to bars that right. much, you know. And then you have the clip shows, which Community, we'll talk about those in a second. Community has the best clip shows of any show ever. And then you kind of have your in-between where it's focused more on the school episodes, you know? So you kind of have, like, those
like where they did
five
the,
or six different styles.
Yeah, Space Simulator.
That is...
Yeah, like the Space...
Herbs and Spices.
That, actually, I would say that one's almost more towards, like, movie references.
You're going
like
to die, record. Pierce.
Yeah. I'm talking more like Timothy said, the class debate one.
School dances,
yeah, kind of you stuff. Know, yeah.
AC Repairman,
exactly. And, so in those styles, what are y'all's favorites? Like, do you get most excited when you're like, oh man, they're going to do a Star Wars episode? Or do you like it? Or at the end of the episode, because I find the character ones I don't like as much until at the end when I'm like, that was really good, you know?
I'm a big fan of the AC Repairman episodes because that's just awesome. And then all the stuff with Dean Pelton's also
pretty funny. So you like all the school.
Yeah.
I like the school
heavy
stuff.
Heavy on Greendale.
I like it. The school stuff, like with the dances, the paintball stuff, like when they're, I mean, it's like school, I don't know, because you get to see everyone, you know, it's the dances.
You like the ensemble.
Yeah, I like the dances because everyone's there, and then it's like random Senior Chang is like punching people like, at the same time, you know, there's stuff going on Senior inside Chang. The study group.
Yeah,
no one talked about Senior Chang. Yeah. Hilarious.
Senior Chang, I liked a lot at first, but he started to wear on me a little bit.
Yeah.
Dean Pelton's been steady all the way through. Mirai, what kind of episodes do you like?
I like the pop culture ones a lot. Yeah. There are a few that I don't recognize at all, but I like the Dungeons and Dragons one, which is really cool.
Oh, yeah.
The like I said, the second paintball, season 2, second episode, Star Wars stuff.
See, I like the Western paintball more.
I like it.
Yeah.
But
I like them both.
You got Sawyer from
Star Wars
guy. Walking around
yes,
double barrel, shotgun, you know. Paintballs. Okay, and I think I kind of like the pop culture ones a little bit more. But after I watch a few episodes, I always want to watch the character ones. And so especially the Troy's birthday one, I like that one because every time I think I have the characters completely figured out, they do stuff to really deepen them. Like Murad was saying about Troy is a jock, but he's a jock with like nerdy insecurities and tendencies, you know? And like that episode 2, Abed gets hit on by a gay guy. And, like, realizes it halfway through, but he just wants to talk about Farscape, you know? And so he's like, the guy's like, do you want to go to my place to do gay stuff? And Abed's like, no. He's like, well, when did you realize that I was gay? And he's like, oh, about halfway through. I just really like talking about Farscape. The guy, like, throws a drink in his face, and Abed realizes that, like, maybe he was kind of being a jerk there, you know? And that's not something Abed does very much. I mean, that's also the episode where Pierce gets stuck in the doorway. He can't even come to the bar because his wheelchair is too big.
And he runs out of battery. It's just stuck.
But let's talk about the clip shows real quick. I think, okay, Dustin and Timothy, y'all have not seen this clip show. The best clip episode for me is the one where they go see the group therapists. Do y'all remember that? You're at it. I'm looking at y'all.
Yes,
wait,
I do.
What is the clip
they get
show?
Kicked out of Greendale.
It's a bit of a twist, too.
They're, yes, yes.
It's all psychologically engineered.
What's a clip show?
A clip show is where they show different clips from different episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But Community always shows clips from episodes that haven't happened.
Yeah.
And so when they do the one about with the group psychologist, they're talking about Dean Pelton a lot. And mm-hmm. so there's a part where, for no joke, like a straight minute, it's just clips of Dean Pelton walking in different costumes yeah. and making jokes about his costumes. And one of his Catwoman, he's like, "Me, ouch! We're giving free flu shots." He's like, "They hurt a little, but they're perfect for flu season." I'm like, "Oh my god, I love this show!" And like, there's one where it comes in, it's like free Caesar salad day, and they figure out how much I've the Dean loves them. Which is that the Sweet Dean's one too? I don't remember.
I've
seen that one. Okay. Yeah. And the actor who plays the therapist is John Hodgman, who everybody knows from I'm a Mac, I'm a PC commercials. He's the PC, who's a really funny guy. And he tries to trick him into thinking that he's the devil and they're in hell. And he tries to tell him they've all been in a mental institution called Greendale. Yeah. And so, like, Garrett, who's the guy that's always like, "I'm Garrett." His mouth is always loose and stuff. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
He's one of the doctors.
I think about.
Yeah, yeah. And he's the dancer, Dustin. If you can't think of him, he's the male dancer in Pierce's club in the Western episode. Remember?
In Paintball.
He has like a Vicky's dancing one of the girls, and then Garrett is the other one.
And he goes to Jeff, "Yeah, we have a dancer for you too."
Yeah. He goes, and what he says is, "We have something more, your speed, Jeff." And so anyways, Garrett in the clip show, they tell him that he's one of the doctors, and he's like super smart, and his voice is like this, instead of all goofy and stuff, you know? And I love all the parody stuff they do. In one episode, we haven't mentioned it, and even working up towards this, but who's seen the Glee episode where they make fun of Glee?
In the paintball?
No. There's an episode, it's a Christmas one, they're preparing for the Christmas pageant, and nobody can do it because the original Glee Club gets in trouble. Do you remember that, Murad?
Yeah, I remember a little bit.
And it's
is
a
this
straight,
season 3?
I think it's season 3. It's a straight parody of the show Glee. And, like, to the point even where they're, like, making fun of, like, how popular Glee is, even though it's so dumb and everything. I mean, they just go for the throat. Yeah. Dustin's got to take off, so we'll say bye to Mr. Dustin West.
See you guys.
Bye, Dustin.
But that Glee episode is hilarious, and that's something, you know, I actually hope maybe this season 4, they do an episode making fun of Big Bang Theory. I would love for them
awesome.
To do that.
Yes, that would be cool.
That would be great. And I think even Big Bang Theories, people who like Big Bang Theory and Community would probably really enjoy the joke. And somebody like me that's a Nazi against Big Bang Theory would love it.
Come on.
Timothy kind of likes it. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Community.
Just a little.
So, what? How?
The old stuff, like season 1.
So, anyway, somebody else talk about something with Community while I gag him.
Wait, I'm getting gagged. I can't talk.
I'm just joking. Luke, were there any particular episodes you wanted to make sure we hit?
Well, I mentioned earlier while you were talking to your mom the alternate timelines episode.
Oh, yes.
I've seen that.
Which that episode, I think, either got nominated or won a Hugo Award for sci-fi writing.
It was awesome.
Which to be a TV show and be a comedy TV show and win that award is really awesome.
Yeah.
And that episode also has a great Indiana Jones reference. Because they set up Abed has a diorama set up, and the ball, the rolling, the boulder that chases Indiana Jones screws Lester up. And Luke, you haven't seen this yet, but in season 4, they made reference to that episode again, because they go to Pierce's house, and then the trolls, Norwegian trolls, are there in Pierce's house.
Oh,
which
wow.
was a nice touch. Do you remember that in your ad?
I remember that.
They had the trolls.
Wait, no, I've seen that episode. I have the alternate.
Yes. The alternate timelines one is really great. And, of course, you get Evil Troy and Evil Abed out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Which, really, for me, some people may have thought it had gone too far. I think with Evil Troy and Evil Abed, they could have gone as far as they wanted.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I had actually heard somebody propose the idea of, what if we're in a different timeline from that episode on? Like, that's why Chang gets so much power and, like, it's so dark and everything. I was like, if Evil Troy and Evil Abed walk out at the end of season 3 and, like, they're like, our plan came together, I would do backflips. Like, this is the greatest show I've ever seen. Like, it would rival Lost.
We need to be, like, writing letters to community right now.
Well, and, you know, who's to say they don't bring that back in season four, which I didn't think they would, but they're already, they're talking a lot about Professor Spacetime, which is a great parody of Doctor Who.
Yes, which I love seeing parodies of Doctor Who, because that show sucks. I'm sorry.
I am not a big Doctor Who fan. I'm not going to knock people for liking it, because I like Star Trek, which can be just as goofy. But watching them make fun of Doctor Who, I am enjoying that.
Yes.
And so they've been talking about Professor Spacetime, and then they went back to Pierce's house and saw the trolls. Mm-hmm. So there's just been little things that make me think that maybe Evil Troy and Evil Abed are not dead. still in
Wait,
play.
They died?
Well, they're not dead, but I'm just saying,
but
like, they
wait,
have...
Wait,
they're it's a weird mind flip thing.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Which that's... I'm glad you brought that up, Luke. That's a great episode.
What's the room that Abed had? It was the green walls.
Oh, the Imaginarium.
Imaginarium.
Yeah.
Did
they turn that into Annie's room?
Was it Annie's and Troy's room?
I think they gave Annie the room, and Troy and Abed now live in the hallway just with a sheet.
Yes.
Not in season four.
That's right. Troy has his own room.
He has his own room.
I think maybe...
Troy does that thing where he goes... You seen that?
Yeah.
Snuck out.
That was the Professor Spacetime episode.
Yeah.
Which Timothy, you and I watched that the other day. So maybe, I don't know, maybe that's supposed to be the Imaginarium, or they just got rid of that idea of not having enough space for everybody, because they needed them all to fit. So maybe that was what they did. But either way, season four, and I was planning on, or we'll do this in a second, but I want to look at some of the stuff from... season four as far as the episode names and everything, but before we get to that going forward, just in the past, do you guys think season three, especially for me, had a few episodes that weren't the best, actually, and like Murat said, I have a little bit of a tough time remembering, but can you guys remember anything where like you were worried about, oh no, he'll lose his luster, or because for a while I remember Dan Harmon, the showrunner, he got fired, and then there was a big controversy there, and Chevy Chase said he was leaving, even though he's been in season four so far. Do you guys remember any of that?
No, I don't.
I don't think, for me, there's a lot of things that would, I guess, make me stop watching this show.
Yeah.
There are definitely...
But some episodes.
There have been some episodes that are like, I'm probably never going to watch this one ever again. It was just that bad.
Which ones?
There were some, well, not that they were bad, but kind of over my head. I was like, I don't understand this. One thing I will say is, I think at the beginning of this year, they did one where Chevy Chase was portrayed by, who was it who portrayed him?
Did Chang portray Chevy Chase?
No. It was
the actor?
Yeah, the actor.
Yeah, it was Dan Harmon who runs the show.
That's him?
They got in a huge fight. The showrunner and Chevy Chase got in a huge fight. And it was, like, public, too. Do you remember this, Luke?
No.
Yeah. Dan Harmon, who created the show, is no longer running Community.
Wow.
And that's why people are worried about Community Season 4.
I'd be worried, too.
Yeah. Which the new guy said, you know, they won't change too much. And they still have some of their best directors, as far as I know, the Russo brothers, who, if people haven't heard of them, this is a pretty cool connection. The Russo brothers directed a lot of Arrested Development, and they are also directing the next Captain America movie, which is crazy. And you know what? As long as they have a lot of the same actors and same writers, I'm not too worried about Community. Because season four so far has been pretty cool.
Okay.
Luke, you have to see and let us know what you think. But there are three episodes so far they've been pretty good. I thought the Inspector Spacetime was a pretty good episode.
I think season three actually got a little dim in my eye.
Well, you had...
But they had so many good episodes in season three, too.
That's true, and one we haven't brought up yet, the Pillows and Blankets episodes are in season three.
Oh, yes.
Where they make fun of the history documentaries, the Burns documentaries, and that is one of the best episodes
ever. I love those.
When Pierce makes the pillow suit, that's like one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
In the self-destruct sock.
Yeah, the self-destruct sock, and Britta is like documenting the war with a camera, she takes really bad photos. all that's pretty awesome. And season three does have one of Murad's favorite episodes, the Law and Order one, which is really good. And that one has a great joke where Abed flips out and runs out. It's Troy or Abed, one of the two, flips out and runs out of the room, and he goes, sorry about my partner. He's been on edge since we switched places. So they're just taking turns being good cop, bad cop, and everything. And actually, season 3 has one of my favorite Halloween ones, where they all tell their different versions of Halloween stories.
Mm-hmm.
And Britta's, the radio announcer, talks like Britta, so he's like,
oh, yes, that was awesome.
There's a loose, and he's got one of those hooky things where his hand's supposed to be, you know what I'm talking about, but right. He says it, on, professional yes. radio voice.
Oh, and that was the one, that was a great episode.
Yeah.
Well, there's an episode that happened recently that Jeff makes a comment that, he goes, I remember when this used to be about a study group
yeah.
in a community college. And yeah. Because a lot of the more recent episodes have been kind of at that apartment or
yeah.
at...
going on field trips and
yeah,
stuff.
Something like that. Yeah. So I am kind of concerned to see, what happens when someone graduates. Because Jeff is close to it.
Yes, that's been the major plot point of the beginning of season 4, is that Jeff is one history credit away from graduating.
Mm.
And that's what creates the Hunger Deans, which is
yes.
the Deans parody on the Hunger Games, which is basically awesome. All an elaborate plot to keep Jeff from graduating. Which, that made me laugh. That was pretty good. And Pierce is, they have to win balls, that's the prizes, and Pierce keeps getting all the balls that Jeff wins. To hold on to him before he goes, man, Jeff wants these balls. There's got to be a joke somewhere in there. And he's just sitting there going, balls, balls. I'm going to read real quick. And this doesn't have to be the end of our discussion, but I think we're kind of getting towards the end of it. Season 4, next episode, which I'm excited, this Thursday, which this podcast will probably come out the day before, I would say.
Maybe.
Maybe. So it'll come out sometime this week, so... watch your community this Thursday coming up, because next episode is called Alternative History of the German Invasion, which could be World War II paintball episode. Is
Oh my god,
they had tanks and stuff.
If they had tanks. Well, they have, they do Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah!
And, Tommy guns, Thompson machine guns with paintballs. And
that would be awesome.
City College is going to be the Nazis.
Yeah, City College could be the Nazis. With Greendale, probably Greendale will be the Nazis, and City College will be the Allies.
That would be amazing.
They could have Japan.
Led by Chang.
Yeah. And I can't find any other information other than the name, but I'm very excited. I don't want to speculate too much because I don't want to get my heart broken here, but that is a great episode title.
Yes,
Alternative History of the German Invasion. Could be some pretty cool stuff.
It could be blanket for a thing, though.
Yeah, I was thinking it could also be a relationship one. It'd be something to do with, invasion, a romance one. Which, I'm not saying that would be bad, but Saving Private Ryan paintball would probably be the best thing we could do. That definitely, at least for me... solidify it as community's going to be okay with the new showrunner. Episode 5 of season 4, I'll just run through them. Cooperative escapism and familial relations, so might be another type of family day thing.
Sure.
Get away from family. Next one's called advanced documentary filmmaking, which they've already done documentary filmmaking episodes.
Mm. But so I'm this guessing this one...
spoiler alert for Luke and Timothy, if y'all don't want to hear this. This is probably one of the main plot lines that you may, I don't know, but I'm going to say it. Spoiler alert if you haven't seen season 4 yet. Jeff has a phone number to his father. Rita found out that he has his father's phone number and he hasn't called him. So it may be something to do with Jeff tracking down his dad.
Mm.
And so after that, I'm excited for this one, Economics of Marine Biology, which economics and marine biology are two things that don't fit together.
Yes.
But definitely an aquatic episode, which I wish Dustin was here, could be another sailing episode or something like it. Who's to say it's not Pierce and a shark or something, I mean, that would be awesome.
A shark in this basement or something.
Yeah, yeah. Next one's called... history of dance, it's misspelled history. H-E-R-S.
I get it.
It might be an episode
what Troy and Britta did the first time they made up his.
Oh yeah. So it could be another dance episode, and then the season finale. There's a few episodes in there that I don't have the episode names, but the season finale is called Advanced Introduction to Finality.
Oh my.
Which Introduction to Finality I think was the season, yeah, season 3 of the finale. But Herstory of Dance, just real quick, was written by Jim Rash, the dean. So I'm looking forward to that episode. Yes. See if the dean can write a good episode. I think it's the first one that he was written on. So that could be cool. Well, closing up, Luke, do we have time for our other thing? Or?
Well, we're at an hour now. So.
Okay, we can do it real quick.
Yeah.
It is Murad's first time on the podcast. So we want to let him do his Fab Five. So he's going to get that ready. But before we close community discussion, anything else anybody want to say about one of our favorite comedies on TV?
Not sure, actually.
I know one thing, or two things. It needs to move out of a time slot where it competes against the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's a bad idea. And I want to protect my favorite show. And I have so many people who are like, well, I'd watch you, but I like to watch Big Bang. And then I'm like, well, I just unfriended you on Facebook. I'm sorry. And then another one is Community's come to Netflix streaming.
Amen. Amen, brother.
We definitely need that.
Season 3. Put season 3 on there, people. All you Community people, put it on Netflix.
Somebody's yelling at the state of California where he thinks movies come from. I have to say, overall, one of my favorite comedies. Super rewatchable. Lots of little jokes in there. Murad, you weren't here the first time we were talking about some stuff. Did you know there's a really hidden Beetlejuice reference in the first season?
Yes.
Where in one episode, they say Beetlejuice. In another episode, way later, they say Beetlejuice. And then the third time, completely different episode, somebody says Beetlejuice, and a guy dressed as Beetlejuice walks in the background.
Yeah, I've never noticed
that. I know. And then all the Kick Puncher posters are hidden.
Well, I never noticed that one with Abed, the whole different
Abed
story in the background. You're watching the main storyline, then software in the background, Abed's voice.
I think it's towards the beginning of season 2, because it's after Chang has a, he can't come near Professor Duncan, because he punched him at the end of season 1. In the background of that episode, did you know this, Luke?
What?
The whole time in the background of the episode, Abed is helping a pregnant woman. And at the end of the episode, she gives birth in the background of the episode, and he delivers the baby. And they never talk about it. You never see it in the foreground. All you see is Abed and this chick and her boyfriend sometimes in the background talking about this baby. And he delivers a baby, and if you're not watching the background, you never know what happens. It's one of the greatest things I've ever seen in my life.
I noticed him talking, and I never saw him, her give birth. I have to watch the
video. It's that kind of writing and that kind of creativity that draws people like us to this show. I don't mind, some people say, when I watch comedy, I want to just turn my mind off. Look, I don't mind that much, but at the same time, I want to watch something, too, where I can't quote every single line and get everything the first time.
I want it to be complex,
I hate, I'm not going to knock anybody, but somebody that's like, this is my favorite Disney movie. They can say every line, sing every song, et cetera, et cetera. Great, that's fine. But it's also meant for kids.
Yes.
And adults can enjoy it, too. I understand that. But for me, something that has a little more weight and is a little sharper and is can reference... Because, Big Bang Theory, they don't reference a lot of past episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Community references all over the place, even creating stuff that never even happened for their clip shows.
Which is awesome.
Yes. And I gotta say, too, there was a clip show where they showed... an episode that didn't happen of paintball that was mobster black and white paintball. Do you remember that?
I saw that.
I was
so excited when I saw that.
The dean is dressed as like a flapper from swinging jazz club or whatever, doing the Charleston, yes. And he gets shot up by Pierce with a Tommy gun and to save Abed, and Abed's like, "Why'd you save me, Dean?" And it was awesome. So. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, that is our community discussion. So we're going to end this episode by doing Murad's Fab Five. This will be probably the last time you hear me for a while, except for maybe some highlight episodes, because
between now and the wedding, there's not going to be much time. So
just get them married on Saturday.
Don't say that. They don't know where. They're not letting people know when.
It's not on Saturday.
Yeah, it's on Saturday. Okay. Never mind. It's fine.
Yeah, congratulations.
And I can't. We can't afford to invite every single person we know, let alone podcast fans. Okay, so, but I'll be out of the country soon, and I don't think y'all even know where I'm going. So,
I know where you're going.
Thank God. So, this will. We'll come back, and Luke might do some stuff.
I might.
And we've recorded some highlight episodes that we can release.
Yeah, if I can get some people together, we might be able to do something. Yeah. I might do some silly stuff, too.
Fun. Yeah, yeah. I'll come with you.
And we need to work on our YouTube channel. We'll work on that. And if people haven't watched it yet, we recommended Gallon Smashing, the YouTube video.
Yes.
Have you seen this? Did you? Dustin showed this to me.
Which is surprising, the rednecks.
Guy with the milk jugs throwing them all over the grocery store. We'll watch it again.
Yes!
All right, so without further ado, Murad has his Fab Five ready. So people know what it is. Timothy did one earlier, so we don't need a drum roll. Murad, number one on your Fab Five.
All right, well, I put Tolkien to kind of put that whole Hobbit and Lord of the Rings together.
Right.
Big fan. It was, I don't know, I could quote almost everything, one learn a language, that's a big part of my life growing up. My second one is probably the Green Bay Packers. Big football fan, big cheesehead, bleep cheese.
So. I can't believe we have two guys that have football teams on our podcast, but okay. Cowboys and Packers.
That's great.
Yeah.
Packers are better.
Well, right now, yeah.
Stats-wise.
We're talking about Tony Romo's Fab Five. Part of it should be, like, thrown to the other team.
Okay, let's murder the sports discussion.
Amen.
All right. So, Tolkien, great pick. Green Bay Packers. Sure, that's your thing. What's next?
Well, this TV series really brought my... started getting me to, like, science fiction. Okay. It's a Stargate.
The
series.
Okay. We haven't had
as
many to talk about that.
SG-1, Atlantis, and I even like the Universe series. Pretty good.
People who haven't seen it, I hear it's much better than the Stargate movie. You know the Stargate movie?
Yeah, it's old. I own that.
Okay, do you like that one?
I don't know. I mean, you gotta remember, it's. I think it was made in 1990s.
I've heard the series, just to give everybody else a reference, I've seen a little bit of it, but it seems a little like kind of like Star Trek Deep Space Nine-ish.
Ish. I mean, the first two seasons are pretty very early 90s made, and it shows up in there, but after there it gets really, really good.
Liv, have you ever seen Stargate?
No.
It's not too bad. I actually kind of like Babylon 5 when you talk about that. You ever seen that?
I haven't. Me too.
Now, Stargate, I believe, is the one that tackles religion more than maybe any other sci-fi show.
Season 9 and 10, it's very religious.
Okay.
It's really good.
Nice.
My next one, growing up, listened to country a lot. And my favorite band was Alabama.
Alabama, wow.
Ellis.
I didn't know you were going to do that.
Yep.
That was half cough, half laugh.
Yeah, favorite song is Love in the Third Degree.
I do know that song, and I think that's a pretty good song. Yeah. Luke's a huge fan. I can see he's...
No.
Timothy doesn't care anymore.
What?
I took away all his toys, so he has nothing to... All right.
You're a mean dad,
so
Chris.
So your last one on your Fab Five.
My last one here is something probably a lot of people don't know of. It's a card game. It's big in my family, and it's called Rook.
Oh, yeah.
I love that game. Never played enough. I just brought out my xylophone so we have more music. It's a card game, and sold to stores everywhere. Check it out.
Rook, I think, is a little bigger up north and on the East Coast.
Yeah.
And that's why you have a lot of people at Texas that played it. But my grandparents, a lot of my dad's side of the family is from Indiana and Illinois, and they love Rook.
Oh, yeah.
And my grandma cheated all the time. God bless her. She's in heaven. Huh?
How do you play
it? It would take too long to explain.
It would.
But basically, it's a lot of... I mean, you did lie. That was... Wasn't it a lot about lying, I want to say?
No. It's It's a four-person game, and it's...
Is it a team game?
Yes, it's two against two.
It's two-on-two, yeah.
Yeah. It's its own set of card games. It's not a regular playing cards. You get to buy actual book cards.
Yeah, yeah. And you just grow up playing it?
You grow up, yeah. It's a big family thing.
Cool. All right. So there you go. Now you know Murad inside and out. And this is episode 8 of the Creative Listening Podcast. We finally got it done, Luke.
Yeah, we did.
We got it done.
This is my first episode.
We had two new people, great guests, two new Fab Fives, and you can follow us on Twitter at Creative Listen.
Yep.
Please talk to us on Twitter. We got time to talk to you now.
Yeah.
And let us know what you want to hear us talk about. We've opened up some new areas. Rook, Stargate, country, music. What is happening here?
No, let's just
mention
stuff. And
Dustin's not even here.
Yeah. So, country. Yeah.
All right. So this is the Creative Listening Crew signing off, and we will see you guys soon.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.